Winding down the 6 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. Want to get right back into our training camp sound bank, though, brought to you by the sound banking of First American Cajun Cannon, because Dennis Allen was asked the status of Kendre Miller, and I know that's of interest for everyone.
Kendre Miller got hurt 3 weeks ago. You expressed some concern just about being hard to make the team from the training room.
Gotten easier.
Well, where do you stand with that evaluation now, and do y'all feel like you're going to be able to have a full evaluation by the time?
Same place I was when we started training camp. You know, I got no other information to go off of. So, I still think it's challenging. You know,
be more of a comment with him, but like he's been doing side work, but he hasn't like taken that next step to get back to team. And we've seen other guys with hamstrings kind of do the same and then get back.
They're all different. You know, they're all different. Guys like DeMario Davis, who I've been with since 2018, right? And he's made a lot of plays for us. All right, I'm gonna be a lot more like I got a lot more information to base my evaluation off of than just what I see out here in training camp. Some of these other young guys that I don't have as much information on, it's hard for me to say that guy. And I'm not just talking about him in general or, you know, specifically. I mean, this could apply to a lot of guys, you know. If they're not able to get out here and practice, how can I evaluate it?
Hopefully we get to see Kendre Miller soon, but still not even doing any work, even off to the side with trainers at practice right now, Cajun Cannon.
Well, Kendre Miller, you know what? You better watch it. Now, if you're talented, you get maybe a few chances. You might be playing in the UFL, or you might be going to Canada, or you might have to get a real job. If you look last year's contribution, if you look as us receiving running back and running the football, when you look at it, he didn't even have 300 yards.
Availability was an issue last year.
No, I had 41 carries. He caught 10 passes, but you look at it, like 156 yards rushing, and it just wasn't available. He had a long gain though on one pass that might have been another wheel route. You know, we've seen in preseason and the regular season he had a 33 yard gain.
Right.
But you got to do that. I mean, at least half the season, or maybe at least half a dozen times, when you're part of the game plan. No, he's been disappointing. And I'm not saying his hamstring's not hurt. It might be all because I've seen some bad hamstrings. I remember John Tice, my roommate. It was like, not just black and blue. It was so black and blue, it was purple.
Blue, right.
Now, I don't know. I haven't seen Kendre Miller's leg, so I don't know. Maybe you can't see how the tone of it, with his leg. I don't know his pigmentation and all that, but I'm just saying it could be bad. And if you can't run, you can't play. So your regimen, your routine, obviously what you did coming into this camp, you look at the OTA's minicamp, was not the right thing as far as your conditioning or the lifestyle that you leading to be able to be a professional player where they can count on you.
Right.
I mean, he might need to talk to more like with Alvin Kamara or some running back friends who's established in the NFL. What's your routine? What do you do? Now, it could be your body makeup, and you might, that's one thing about LeBron James and all that. You know, people might look at LeBron, how taking care of his body, I mean, I don't know. You always hear about, he pays $1 million to people around him to take care of his body. Well, it seems like it's working to me.
Wise investment, right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, Kendre Miller, whatever, whoever's training you, and you got to change that routine going forward in the future, because obviously you basically do the conditioning test for the Saints, and you go through like a glorified, you're not even in the pads. A walk through a practice and you pull your hamstring, come on. Whatever you're doing before that, prior to that, wasn't the right routine to get ready for the season.